Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by C House and Jan and Cullen Ashley. How are you today, Cullen?
I'm doing great.
Oh, putting your shades on.
Yeah, it's summer season.
Summer season.
Gotta warm up.
Gotta warm up. Today, we are drinking Starbucks Dragon Drink. The flavor is classic. It is coming to us in a plastic cup. This beverage was prepared by employees of the Starbucks Corporation. You have, is that a grande or is that a...
Yes, I've got a grande.
I'm rocking a venti. Can't really see it through my virtual background.
I can see it, yeah.
The one thing I will say, yeah, we've already talked about the Starbucks container on a previous episode, talking about the iced Americano.
Iced Americano, yeah.
The one issue, I believe I already shared this shame on the Americano episode, that I order Starbucks mostly because of its lack of proximity to me. I live in, like, a perfect triangle of no Starbucks is in walking distance of me. So, it's very sweaty is what I will say about my Dragon Drink. Mm. And also, this particular beverage, we'll talk about the ingredients shortly, but it contains coconut milk or coconut beverage.
You're wary of separation with
separation
the water.
Separation is a dilution. Real... It's a reverse offspring situation.
Yeah.
Where I would like to keep them not separated.
Oh, you want them homogenous.
Yeah, I want to keep them... I don't want to keep them separated.
Oh, I guess, yeah, the melting, you'd rather it, yeah.
I don't know how much the melting factors in. There is a fair amount of condensation here. I'm trying to do the classic top claw swirl. Oh, you're doing a swirl from the bottom. Because that's like...
Yeah, I mean, I'm just doing a little clockwise, or counterclockwise, excuse me, swirl. And I don't have to worry about it coming out the top.
Yeah.
Because I get the steady hand.
Wow. The coloration, so I've never had this particular beverage.
I'm excited
to try it. Wow.
First time.
Wow, first time. The coloration is very distinct.
Yes. So that is coming from the freeze-dried dragon fruit chunks.
And
so there's not a lot of container talk. There's more visual of the drink talk.
Yeah, aesthetic
talk. So I figured I would read the ingredients real quick.
Please.
Before we... get more into that. So it's their mango dragon fruit refresher shaken tea is the base. And then that is mixed with creamy coconut milk and freeze-dried dragon fruit chunks. If I read from their website, the copy is the tropical-inspired pick-me-up crafted with a refreshing combination of sweet mango and dragon fruit flavors, hand-shaken with creamy coconut milk, ice, and a scoop of real diced dragon fruit. This is one of the drinks that they're shaken up.
They turn it upside down, and if it falls out, you get
like
it free.
A blizzard. Did nothing spill down?
So this is like a cousin of the refresher.
It is, yeah. It's like, I believe, I mean, not to spoil a future episode, maybe, summer season two, the Starbucks pink drink, which I believe is the strawberry refresher with the coconut milk, and that is more of your pinky little sweet guy. And then this one... I don't know. I mean, should we say what we're expecting from it? The mango and the dragon fruit, I'm looking for a tartness, but I know that it being Starbucks, it's probably going to be really sweet.
Yeah, I imagine we have talked about the sweetness of Starbucks before. I've not even smelled this, I will say.
Yeah, I'll give it a whiff real quick.
I'll give it a whiff. I'll take off my little sticker thing on the opening of the cup.
Okay, very interesting smell.
I'm almost getting like an ice cream. Maybe that's the coconut beverage that I'm getting as well, but like I'm getting a creaminess.
Yeah, I smell the coconut for sure. It almost has a vanilla character.
Yeah, exactly. But certainly tropical.
And you know, mango also goes well with the sweet coconut. Like that's a creamy ice cream, mango ice cream, obviously.
Love a mango ice cream. My grandmother used to make her own mango ice cream with mango puree. And like because of the, I guess, ingredient combination, like it was just like normal vanilla ice cream and then like you mix it with mango puree and the resulting ice cream was always very soft, which was a treat.
Yeah,
in certain situations obviously you don't want it to be too soft. So yeah, I mean, should we just go for it?
Yeah, I'm ready to try for real, for real.
All right, let's we can't crack
we
on
can't
mic
crack yeah
I will t- take a sip.
I'm going to give it one final swirl and okay. take a big old sip.
You go ahead and I'll continue to speak. I feel good about this. I feel positive about where this is going to go. Cullen is deep in thought. I'm going to take my sip.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Well, you share go for your thoughts. Sip.
It is a bit strange. I want to go back for a second sip. I get a lot of dragon fruit on that sip. Mm. It does remind me of like a, almost like a frozen yogurt, or like, have you heard of Buko salad?
Do I look like I've heard of Buko salad? I've heard of Buko Dolores.
I don't know. I could be pronouncing it wrong. And I think it's a like dessert from the Philippines, mm-hmm. and I might be wrong there.
Oh, you're
also.
Right. You're right. I'm looking at here.
Buko salad, and it's like coconut strips, fruit, and sweetened condensed milk. And this sort of reminds me of that.
There's also a Buko salad drink,
mm.
which sounds really good. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting the tropical notes, especially like towards the back of the mouth. I'm getting the mango for sure. I think my first couple sips have been more on the watery side, so I feel like I need to delve deeper into this. It's certainly an easy drink.
Yeah, it is. There is actually a nice bit of tartness from the dragon fruit, I'm guessing. Does yours have like all those little tiny bits in it?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking at some particulate matter. I assumed that was the coconut. But I could be wrong here.
The little black dots? Do you have that?
Oh, black dots. That's the dragon fruit.
Yeah. Is yours loaded up?
I wouldn't say
I feel
I'm
like every
loaded.
Sip I'm getting a big old chunk.
No, I'm not in that world yet. Maybe
I feel like I'm eating like roe.
Sure. The one thing I will say about the refreshers is it can sometimes be a struggle to suck those little fruit pieces out of the little lip of the cup.
Yeah.
Did I say something wrong?
I know, it's just you said it in a very crazy way. It is sometimes hard to suck the little fruit pieces, yes, I agree. They have, like, their strawberry stuff in there, they've got pineapple they've introduced recently. All these little bits that you have to contend with.
Yeah, this is definitely a high texture drink, which I'm not opposed to, but I feel like when I'm sipping it, I'm not really getting much texture to it. Maybe this is just my sweaty addition. I'm going to try shaking a little more now that there's some room in the cup.
So what do you think of the coconut milk?
I have pretty limited experience with coconut beverages, I will say. I mean, well, not to spoil a future episode, we won't get too deep into coconut milk independent of itself. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any real problems with coconut. I love a coconut flavor, for sure.
But how do you think it works in the drink is my question more so.
I guess I'm liking what the creaminess brings to the table. I mean, mm-hmm. I think of mango as a very, like, savory and, like, a full-bodied fruit in particular. Sure. And so, like, I feel like if I'm drinking something mango-y, I kind of want it to have that body.
Yeah.
Have you ever had mango lassi?
Yes, that's like the Indian yogurt. Yeah.
Yeah, real good. And that's like what I'm thinking of. Or, of course, as I previously alluded to, this mango ice cream that my grandmother used to make.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, you know, I want that body.
So did you know that Starbucks didn't introduce coconut milk until 2015?
Wow.
Major. That's when in 2016 they started with almond milk. And then 2020 is when oat milk took over. Even though this is not something that we need to get into, it is a bit of my bevy of bevies bona fides. I was on the oat milk trend in 2017. Let the record show.
Wow. You're like a prize fighter.
Yeah.
Shaking your hands.
Shaking my hands over my shoulders. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Are people doing oat milk now? Is that the big...
Oat milk is probably, I mean, it might be, it might have fallen off now, and everyone just uses whatever, you know, milk alternative that they prefer.
Yeah.
You have pea milk, you have,
I sure hope I don't.
You have various types of nut milk. Quiet, pause. you also, but I mean, it's just the thing of, like, milk alternative. Oat milk became cool during the pandemic, I guess.
Is that true?
I mean, 2020.
I believe you.
That's when it blew up. TikTok trends, etc.
we need to
the
do,
other fact.
I guess.
Sorry, go ahead.
But I guess we're already kind of doing it in a future episode. But your love of TikToks and YouTube Shorts, I think, is an important element of, I feel like, your perception of culture.
I mean, I guess so. I don't ever watch or read news, so.
But I have seen a guy. What YouTube short were you talking about the other day?
The one where the guy mixed Coke and Sprite?
No, not that one. That's a classic. But I feel like you were talking about something else that someone did. Oh, that pouring the cups. Did you already talk about this on the previous
episode? Oh, no, we've never talked about it. We should save that for a future episode. I don't want to blow the lid off of this yet. That'll be a baby conspiracy later this season, maybe.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we'll do that then.
What do you think of the sweetness of the drink? Yeah.
Maybe we've talked about this before. I'm never someone who is, like, really detects a sweetness. We talked about this when I was talking about the iced tea that my friend's mother used to make.
Yes, yes.
When you were like, I was just like, this tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not usually one to, unless, like, it has that distinctly sweet profile, I'm not usually one to detect a lot of, like, sweetness or sugar in a drink. I can kind of, when I think about it, I can sort of, like, feel it on my tongue in that way. But I think it's striking a nice balance, honestly.
Yeah. I think I agree. There is a bit of tartness from the dragon fruit, like I said. And I think the mango and the coconut milk specifically are working together to make something that's really sweet. Or not really sweet, but feels sweet. Like, there is the sort of creaminess that evokes an ice cream, and then the mango has the sweetness.
Right.
There's not like a floral scent you'll sometimes get with like their hibiscus drink.
Sure, yeah.
I was a bit weary of that.
Yeah, but you're sort of getting like, you're getting a fresh note right on the tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips, and then like towards the back of the mouth, you're getting more of the full body, and I feel like that's like the combination you want, because you do want a bit of that like bright refresherness to it, without having, like, the heaviness of a milk-based beverage, you know?
Yeah. The milk alternative does, I think, do it a favor in that regard, where it is giving you the creamy treat without giving you the dairy heat.
Okay. I felt a rhyme there.
Yeah, I had to fulfill the prophecy, I guess. But it is just, like, if this were like whole milk or whatever, like that they use, I feel like it'd be like, this is too much. It's like, it should be a smoothie or something.
Right. It is like, if it were a little thicker, it would be verging. I don't want to say dangerously close, because I do think that would be good also, but it would be verging more in the smoothie territory, and you wouldn't really taste any refresher in it necessarily.
So we do have a segment to get to. I did want to quickly ask, as we just sort of mentioned, a thicker version. I believe at Starbucks you can have any of these
with
blended.
Milk. Oh, blended. We're going
to
Africa.
And, yeah. And I do wonder how this one would taste blended.
So it might be
more of like a smoothie or something.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, usually when I have the refresher, I would probably not default towards the coconut milk or anything like that, but the blending does interest me. And I mean, again, mm-hmm. I think that this may have been an issue in the delivery process, that mine did get it a little bit out of balance with its textures and things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can only judge what's in front of us, you know? Yeah. But this segment, I mean, like, this isn't really like a hard and fast segment. Really, I just wanted
to discuss...
the Starbucks food offerings, which I think are very maligned.
Really?
You haven't heard about this?
I don't know if I knew that. No.
So what are your general thoughts on the Starbucks food offerings?
Like, solid, but maybe overpriced. that's sort of my main takeaway. I do have a default order.
Oh, please share.
Which is always, because usually I'm getting Starbucks in the morning, because sure. There's one, like, in the building I work at, basically. So I will often, if I'm getting Starbucks, In the morning, I will do a sausage, cheddar, egg on English muffin.
Sure.
Is the sandwich.
Do you...
Which I feel like is mostly good.
This might be our only chance to talk about this, so I will ask you, are you more of, I assume, based on that answer, that I know the answer, but you're more of a sausage versus bacon on a breakfast sandwich person?
Oh! I didn't know, I thought you were going to ask something else. I have no preference. I just prefer the cheddar egg English muffin than like the double smoked bacon Gouda whatever sandwich they do. It's not as exciting to me as sausage egg cheddar.
Yeah. I think that definitely overpriced is like, that's kind of a given, I think, with Starbucks in general, but especially with their food offerings. Like, I had today the turkey provolone and pesto on ciabatta, which was good, I will say. Like, it's a certain type of deli flavor that it does manage to hit. And I think before, it does seem as though they have made a bit more of an effort in their food offerings. Because I think before, like, you know, the whole idea of Starbucks, I feel like, is you're paying more than you would at, like...
At McDonald's
or Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. Yeah. But you are getting a commensurately more upscale offering. And I feel like they were, like, they had the upcharge, but not the quality upsell. Yeah. And I do feel I would argue, and see if you agree here, that the McDonald's egg is still, like, the most real-tasting egg to me.
You know, I so rarely have McDonald's breakfast that I cannot even place what it tastes like.
Wow. I mean, I haven't in some time, but that's always been my slightly hot take, is that McDonald's does, like, not only do they the best, but they arguably do, like, the most, like, tasteful.
Sure. Starbucks is basically, like, same quality and price in or out of an airport. And I feel like that is the vibe of Starbucks. It's, like, this sort of big, bready sandwich that does, like, have bits that I'm like, whoa, that tastes good. There's, like, pesto and red pepper.
Yeah.
Is still, like, weirdly, like, powdery on the outside. And, like, has cold spots. And I'm like, yeah, I get this, like, on an airplane or at an airport.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And I think that, like, that's strange to me. I mean, part of me is, like, just don't offer food. But I feel like that's, like, almost not an option in this day and age. But it does kind of surprise me that they sort of have these offerings that are so...
I mean, I would maybe stump for, like, the lemon loaf. I feel like that's a pretty decent...
Their baked goods are definitely a little more... I don't
often opt for, the sweet baked goods. But, like, the breakfast sandwich, I feel like, can hit the spot. I've talked about this with people. I feel like the Starbucks sriracha is really good.
I should say... Sriracha shortage right now. It's a huge problem. Do you know about the sriracha shortage? Wow, I had no idea. Yeah.
No.
It's a huge problem in the world.
Is that true? I had no idea. That's crazy.
There's a sriracha shortage. And, like, it has affected my local Starbucks. Like, I have tried to get sriracha because you have stumped for it before. And I agree that it is very flavorful and good. That I've tried to get, and they're just like, we don't have it. Sorry. There's a shortage. But, yeah.
They took it away from us. Some guy came in from the States and bought it all.
It's you.
Yeah. I had no idea there was a shortage. I've got tons of it.
You're the guy who bought all the toilet paper.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like they do... Some of their food is done very well, but it's also, like, hard to really fuck up a cookie, you know?
And it's like, I mean, obviously Canadian prices are going to be inflated, and I'm also looking at Uber Eats right now, so that's also going to be inflated, but I'm seeing $3.45 for a chocolate chunk cookie, and, like...
I mean, that's crazy.
That's obscene.
Yeah, I feel like I pay... If I get, like, a grande cold brew and a sausage cheddar sandwich, I'm paying less than $10, which isn't awful, but it is, like...
It's certainly more than your...
If I were getting, like, a, you know, iced coffee and breakfast sandwich with hash browns from Burger King, that'd be, like, $6.
Yeah. It is a significant difference. And, you know, with, like we said, like, you I'm willing to go there, but I want to feel like I'm, like, getting what I'm paying for.
Yeah. And that's, yeah.
But let's give our final thoughts on this beverage. I mean, I'm pro. I feel like I just don't... The refresher is such an interesting case to me because I do almost always enjoy drinking it, but I never, like, have any strong attachment to it. So, like, that, I kind of feel the same way about this, where I'm like, this is good. Like, I would surely drink this again, but I'm not, like, yummy, 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 yummy.
Yeah, I agree. It is, like, I think it is good. I think it is basically, like, successful in what it is advertising. Mm-hmm. I feel like a dragon. no. We didn't really get into why it's... I guess it's just got dragon fruit in it.
Yeah.
If I'm getting Starbucks, I'm often getting, like, very plain coffee.
Sure.
If I'm sort of like, ooh, I'm going to get something nice, it'll be an extension on the coffee.
Yeah, fancy
If coffee. I'm like, yeah, it's like a third or even fourth step before I get to the refreshers. And even still, I'm opting for the lemonade or the water varieties more so than the coconut milk. But I will say the coconut milk is not as bad as, like, a regular milk. It sort of rides the balance well.
Yeah.
I think the dragon fruit maybe is not my favorite of these that I've had recently as I've dabbled in refreshers for the summer. but I will give it a, let's say, like, this will be like a 6:30 thumbs up.
Sure, absolutely. I think that it's, we can induct this into the...
9:30.
We can induct this into the silver thumb club. Or maybe sure. Bronze?
Yeah, I'd give it a bronze thumb. 9:30 is what I meant, not 6:30.
Okay, thank you for correcting yourself there.
Yeah.
But I think that will have to do it for today's episode of Bevy of Bevies. Thank you all for listening. Remember to rate, review, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at, what? You're scared?
We're over 20 minutes. Please, rate us, review us, and subscribe, yeah.
You can follow us at Bevy of Bevies on Twitter. And until next time... If you want the drink of a dragon, then surely your energy cannot be flagging.
Sip, sip.